Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Hamoicher makom lechaver lasos lo kever. Person sells a place for his friend to make a grave. V'chein makabel mechaver lasos lo kever. Also a contractor takes on a job to make for his friend a grave. Osa tocha shel ma'ara. So now he has to make the inside of the cavern where they used to bury. They used to dig out underneath in a cavern. It's called, in fancy English, a catacomb. That in this cavern they would dig in the walls, open areas to insert the bodies into those areas. Therefore, osa tocha shel ma'ara arba amos al shesh. You have to make this catacomb, this cavern area, 4 by 6 amos. Upeisech l'soicha shmona kuchin. And in this area, you dig out openings of 8 kuchin. Kuchin are the hollow areas that they would insert the mace. Shlosha mikan u'shlosha mikan. So the amount of these open kuchen would be a total of 8, 3 on each side, and 2 on the opposite side of the entrance. And the size of a kuchen, arkon arba amos, it was the size of a body, enough to put a body and the amount needed around it. So it was 4 amos long, v'ruman shiva, now shiva is the tvachim, and the height is 7 tvachim, v'rochban shisha. And the width of this hollow area to put the body in is 6 tfachim wide. There should be a picture below that shows all of this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Osa Toicha Shalmara Shesh Amos Al Shmona. Rabbi Shimon says it should be a larger area, this Ma'ara. It should be 6 by 8. Now there's more room for more kuchen. So, Psaech L'socha Shlosha Sar Kuch. Now you can make 13 of them. Arba Mikan Va'arba Mikan, 4 on each side. U'shlosha mikenegdan, and 3 opposite the entrance. So far we got 11. Ve'echad mimina pesach ve'echad minasmol. And 1, lefi the way the Rashbam learns, opposite the entrance to the right corner, and 1 opposite the entrance to the left corner. There should be a picture below as well. So when it says ve'echad mimin ha'pesach, the right side of the opening, it means opposite the opening. Now the Mishnah continues, this is a liba everybody, even the Tanakama. Ve'ose chotzer al pi amaru. That's the Ma'ara itself. Now, when you step out of the Ma'ara and a larger view of what you're looking at, va'osa chatzar al pi ha-Ma'ara, you would make a courtyard, an open area, right at the opening of the Ma'ara, sheish al sheish, kimlo ha-mita v'kovra. It should be 6 amos by 6 amos, the amount of space needed for the body and the mita that it's on, and also the people that are burying it, standing there. So there has to be enough room for them to move around. Ufoseich l'socha shtei ma'arus. And you would have 2 of these ma'arus that we just before discussed. So you would have a total, according to the Tanakhama, besides the fact that the area of each ma'ara was smaller, Tanakhama holds you would have 2 areas, 2 ma'arus that are on 2 sides of the chatzar. Let's say right and left to make it simple for us. Achas mikan v'achas mikan. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees on this too. Rabbi Shimon holds arba. There would be 4 ma'aros, 4 caverns around the chatzar. Arba la'arba ruchaseah. 4 in all 4 directions. Now, the Gemara says it's not possible if you would make it in all 4 directions, they would start sticking out. The hollow areas would stick out to each other. And it's not possible to do that because the hollow areas would be pushing out to the next area. So it has to be where the Gemara explains that you would have, let's say like the Tanakhama, you would have 2. 1 on each side, and then you'd have on a lower level the other 2, not directly under it, but like a plus sign in the other directions. And there should be a picture below as well. The Mishnah ends, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer hakol lefi hasela. Now the Rav learns and the Rambam learns that Rabbi Shimon's talking about the difference between whether or not it's 4 by 6 or 6 by 8, whether you hold like the Tanakhama if it's 4 by 6, or you hold like Rabbi Shimon that it should be 6 by 8. This is the size of each ma'ara. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that it depends on the strength of the rock. Meaning if it's something that's really hard to dig, then it would be 4 by 6. Something that's soft, lav dafka the rock, we mean the earth. If it's something that's soft, then you can make it 6 by 8 to maximize space.